Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Thursday, July 13th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Inflation going down. Chris Ray went over to talk to Congress. Ray Epps speaking up. And farmers insurance is out. That's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. Inflation dropped to its lowest levels since March 2021. Prices rose 3% in June compared to June of last year. But we got to be careful with this. Inflation has been going up for so long now that last June was a huge price increase. And this June's inflation numbers are based off of that last June, which were already way higher than they've ever been before. Does that make sense? So let's put it like this. If I every day steal $10 from you, but yesterday I stole $100 from you, that's a big jump. Today I steal $110 from you. Oh, well, that's only a small increase. I still stole more from you than ever before. And it's the same with the inflation going up 3%. It's like, well, yeah, but it's still higher than ever. Prices aren't going down. FBI Director Chris Wray testified in front of the House Judiciary Committee. He said, the idea that I'm biased against conservatives seems somewhat insane to me, given my own personal background. He was asked by Republicans about a field office memo saying they wanted to infiltrate Catholic churches, a memo about investigating parents who went to school board meetings, and of course, Hunter Biden's laptop. Some Democrats were critical of the FBI because they said they were too gentle with Donald Trump. Ray Epps, the man from Arizona who was seen on camera on January 6th, video of him walking up and down the street saying, we need to go into the Capitol and encouraging people, we're going to the Capitol, it's that direction. Tucker Carlson in particular has been asking a lot of questions about Mr. Epps. Fox News recently settled with Dominion voting machines for $787 million for defamation. Ray Epps' lawyers saw dollar signs as well. His lawyers say he was duped by the lies of Fox News about the election, and that's what inspired him to go to D.C. A few weeks ago, State Farm and Allstate left the state of California. They're not insuring anyone in California anymore. Now, Farmers Insurance says they are leaving Florida. Too many hurricanes. Anyone with Farmers Insurance will now have to wait until their coverage ends and then go find someone else. Hurricane Ian last September caused $114 billion in damage, making it the most expensive storm ever to hit the state. I'm Mike Slater. The great Bill O'Reilly will be here with your message of the day next. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful. A lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day, and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before, and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update, message of the day. On this Thursday, going to college is very different than it was when I, your humble correspondent, got degrees from three schools. I can say this with certainty because I have two urchins participating in higher education, and the tuition bills are something to see. I carry them around in case I run into Joe Biden, the debt forgiveness guy. Anyway, back in the Stone Age, I got a bachelor's degree in history from Marist College, a master's in broadcast journalism from Boston U, and another master's from Harvard's Kennedy School, that one in public administration. So when it comes to matriculating, don't mess with me. Enter Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island. That Ivy League school is so woke, you don't need alarm clocks on campus. The school newspaper recently took a survey and reported that 38% of the students are gay or something approaching gay or something. That brought immediate social media headlines and predictable reaction. There was celebration in San Francisco and the gnashing of teeth in conservative districts. The reaction is just what the Weisenheimers at Brown wanted. Worldwide, homosexuals comprise about 7% of the population, according to most studies. And another study done by me says 75% of Brown students are happy to mock every survey they receive. Gay? Sure. And we are exceedingly happy to take you for a ride. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to the mail. Ken Summers, Canton, Georgia. Why is the Pope the only or best person to urge peace negotiations between Russia and Ukraine? Because the Vatican is a influential place. And the Pope has done everything he could possibly do to get Putin to the peace table, and Putin won't do it. I mean, simple as that. Larry Holt, Missing Viejo, I'm a 20-year viewer, own all your books. I value your honest, direct approach to the news. Please help me understand how President Biden has the authority to continue to send money and arms to Ukraine without a vote by Congress. Excellent question. The Foreign Assistance Act of 1961, passed by Congress, signed by JFK, gives the president the power to order the State Department to send humanitarian and military aid to any country the president wants. Very good question, Larry. Deborah Tanner, Wartrace, Tennessee. With the current group running for president, I'm seriously considering not voting for the first time since 1988. Motivate me. Not my job to motivate you, Deborah. You don't want to vote? That's your conscience? Don't vote. I would go. Write in your own name or a friend's name or my name or whatever, but not my job to motivate you to vote. John, concierge member, I would counter your assessment that there are no religious people who are fighting the relentless secularists. Please consider Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Jason Whitlock, among others. That's right, but they're not nearly as powerful as Franklin Graham's father, Billy Graham, or Bishop Sheen, or clerics in the past who had national forums. That was my point. In a moment, something you might not know. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 38 years ago today, the world's biggest performers orchestrated an international concert to end global hunger. For 16 hours, musicians held simultaneous events in 15 different countries. Here is the story of Live Aid. The concert was the brainchild of Bob Geldof, lead singer of an Irish rock group called the Boomtown Rats. In 1984, Geldof traveled to Africa after hearing reports of a catastrophic famine in Ethiopia. Geldof returned to London, recruiting Europe's top pop artists to record a fundraising single to help end world hunger. The supergroup consisted of members from U2, Duran Duran, Culture Club, and others. In December, they released Do They Know It's Christmas? It remains the best-selling single in British history. The Americans then came together to record their own song for Africa, We Are the World, was released 1 month later, featuring Michael Jackson, Lionel Richie, Bruce Springsteen, Paul Simon, Tina Turner, Bob Dylan, and Stevie Wonder. With the hunger crisis continuing in Ethiopia, Geldof proposed Live Aid, an ambitious global charity event. Organized in less than 2 months, Live Aid was launched on Saturday, July 13th, 1985. We are the world. We are the children. Well, the lineup featured more than 75 acts, including Elton John, Queen, Madonna, the Rolling Stones. Satellites beamed the live broadcast to more than 1 billion viewers. 40 countries held simultaneous telethons for famine relief. Live Aid eventually raised $250 million for African nations. But there has never been an accurate accounting of the $250 million raised to fight hunger. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.